Exclusive photos, migrants leave ID, UN provided maps at Mexican border crossing into Texas. By Randy Clark on November 4, 2023. Piedras Negras, Coahuila, the last actions by thousands of migrants crossing into Texas from Mexico are evidenced by discarded identity documents and detailed maps to the United States. The maps are provided to the migrants by several international organizations, including the United Nations, Doctors Without Borders, and the International Red Cross. Breitbart Texas traveled into Mexico to explore the busiest migrant crossing points along the Rio Grande across from Eagle Pass, Texas, on Friday, noting the vast amount of refuse and documents left behind. At one landing in Piedras Negras, Coahuila, numerous CBP-1 applications were torn and left behind by the migrants who grew tired of waiting in Mexico for an available appointment to be admitted through the nearby Eagle Pass port of entry. Rather than wait in Mexico in hopes of being selected for one of 1,400 daily appointments nationwide, the migrants chose to leave the documents behind and ford the Rio Grande. Among the garbage strewn along the riverbank in Mexico, identity documents left behind by migrants from Colombia, Ecuador, Nicaragua, and Venezuela are signs the migrants want to break all ties with previous countries where they have been granted refuge that may hinder an asylum case. Related articles. Graphic: Mexican border city reports 42nd migrant drowning this year. Exclusive: 1,800 migrants cross into Texas border town in 24 hours. Exclusive: 11 Middle Eastern migrants found in Texas border sector in 1 week. Photos: migrants swarm Mexican railroad, force train to stop. Exclusive photos: up to 3,000 migrants poised to cross into Texas border town. The migrants are also leaving behind detailed maps provided by several international and Mexican humanitarian organizations that detail specific travel routes to the U.S.-Mexico border from as far away as Panama. One flyer provided to the migrants from Amigos del Tren, or Friends of the Train in English, provides the location of freight train routes through Mexico covered by Ferromex, the major freight train company in Mexico. In addition to travel routes, the maps and flyers from Doctors Without Borders, the United Nations, and the International Red Cross also provide addresses and phone numbers for migrant shelters across Mexico and Central America. The flyers offer tips to stay safe and warn of hazards along the migration routes to the U.S.-Mexico border. The flow of migrants into Piedras Negras varies daily as large groups of migrants are removed from freight trains by authorities in Mexico to slow their progress through the country. A source in Mexico says operations underway by Mexican authorities in Monterrey, Nuevo León, have led to fewer crossings in recent days. The operations only serve to slow progress down until the migrants move to other areas to reboard the trains. Daily apprehension rates vary because of the delays caused by the operations in Mexico. According to a source within CBP, recent apprehensions by the Border Patrol in Eagle Pass have remained above 1,000 per day. As reported by Breitbart Texas, on one day in late October, 1,800 migrants entered the small border city of Eagle Pass. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.